The drive to make Springfield the latest city in Massachusetts to ban plastic shopping bags has stalled. Claiming widespread confusion and misunderstanding among constituents about a proposed ordinance to regulate the ubiquitous single-use plastic bags, Springfield City Councilors voted Monday night to send the legislation back to committee with a recommendation for a public information hearing. The council had given initial approval to the ordinance on a voice vote earlier this month and was poised Monday to take a roll call vote to send it to the desk of Mayor Dominic Sarno. But Councilor Tim Allen, saying the proposed regulations might not be, quote, ready for prime time, unquote, suggested a forum be held where people could ask questions.
I think for something like this that has such concrete impact on people, on many people on a daily basis, that they should understand exactly what the rules are with it or how it would go. So I'm hoping that that will come out of that.
Allen's motion to send the issue back to committee was approved by a voice vote after some 90 minutes of debate. The proposed ordinance would ban retailers from distributing single-use plastic bags at the point of sale. There are several exceptions, including laundry or dry cleaner bags and bags used to wrap produce in fresh or frozen foods. The Springfield ordinance is similar to ones that have been enacted in more than 90 Massachusetts municipalities, including the city of Boston. Springfield City Councilor Kateri Walsh said constituents she's heard from have mixed opinions on the plastic bag ban issue.
People are concerned about the impact that it might have on them for the other uses that they have for plastic bags. They still want to be able to use plastic bags for other domestic tasks. And then a lot of people are really concerned about the environment.
The sponsor of the ordinance, City Councilor Jesse Letterman, said he'll work with his colleagues to try to build a consensus.
I'm looking very forward to holding an additional meeting. I think folks are really activated around this now. They're paying attention, both residents as well as my colleagues on the City Council.
Several councilors found fault with particular parts of the ordinance as it is currently written. City Councilor Tim Ryan objected to a requirement that retailers must charge at least 5 cents for recyclable paper or compostable plastic bags as an incentive for people to bring their own reusable bags. He said he feared it would become known as the City Council bag tax.
Let the merchant, you know, whether however big or however small they are, charge whatever they want. And they can charge it up front, they can build it in and give it to you, but, you know, don't make it like the bottle bill, where there's, you know, a mandatory 5 cent fee on every beverage that's subject to it.
There was also criticism about the proposed fines for violating the ordinance, with City Councilor Mike Fenton saying the penalties were not severe enough to discourage retailers from continuing to use the bags. Mayor Sarno has not said if he will sign a plastic bag ban. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.